Things we have had to overcome. We were always hunting Mother, down the spiraled staircase, through the gallery, into a million ill-tuned rooms that unspooled like accordions. We found only her Victrola, which counted our four blows like a burst sewer line and doused us in her Shostakovich. There are other Mother portals and parodies we have slain. My brother, for instance, has tried taking lovers, peels off his Mother murdering self-worth like a soggy bedsheet, and spills forth his tragedy. For my part, I discover a claw-foot tub can be a matronly parenthesis. My double-bladed axe thumps against its base. I am thinking of yesterday, my bowels aglow with disgrace, how the sea was dotted with ships, how I wished I could dip my hands in them and scatter their innards across the ocean, how I couldn't. Mother says she doesn't enjoy much anymore. I hurl my axe at the chandelier. There is nothing now that is not her. I am sure there are people enjoying things still, she says, only I don't know where they go. This morning it rained, and by afternoon the courtyard was strewn with snails. I used forceps and a mallet to crack their shells, but I failed. Shut up, you raving floozy, says my brother. He, on the contrary, wants to be swallowed by a whole new relational logic. Call me Brian or Mike, call me Dave, he tells his many blonde victims. Still they scream the curse of our mother's mad name into his blank, unblinking face. Clytemnestra, Clytemnestra, Clytemnestra. On a bad day, not to murder is impossible. Our mother was a fruit fly. I murdered her 9 times. My brother murdered her 5. Our father was an armor-clad orangutan. We feel no loyalty to him. When our mother cut him open, an entanglement of smoldering men emerged from his groin. They smashed the windows and the fountains. They taught her a lesson. Animals, too, are inordinate misogynists. Shut up, says brother. It's never been proven. By dusk, they prowled the garden. Chauvinist dogs, chauvinist lions, chauvinist boars. Red adders lashed the dust. Who? Said the servants. No one has been here in years. They, unlike the animals, were loyal. They broke the castle walls and rebuilt them around our mother. We hear her voice, rung one room over, but we'll never find her. Instead, we discover a family of monkeys wearing mother's necklaces and rings. We raise our axes over their heads, and they shield their faces with bejeweled fingers. They do not want to be murdered, so long as there is so much sex and cleanliness, so many natural resources. Outside the house, snow falls and the wind comes in our busted windows. My brother tells me he would have liked to be a beekeeper or an aging violinist. He cannot tell the difference between women and artifice. His axe is tangled in a tapestry. I fear we're on a fool's errand, he tells me. I'd like to slide through mother's conduits to the decade before my implausible causation. I'd like a ham sandwich. I've been gravely disappointed. It is a truth universally acknowledged. We are fools, and this is our errand.